Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, President. The Algerian delegation fully aligns itself with the statement made by the G21 on NSAs. My delegation has appreciated your methodology combining thematic discussions and consultations on the programme of work. We are very pleased to take part in the discussion on the debate on negative security assurances, and we would like to restate some points with respect to our position on this issue. Firstly, I should underscore that the total elimination of nuclear weapons, in line with the provisions of Article 6 of the NPT Treaty, is the only effective guarantee against the use of nuclear weapons. Whilst awaiting the achievement of this objective, the issue of NSAs, which is a fundamental element for the needs of non-nuclear weapon states, should warrant greater attention and specific attention from the international community. This issue already featured at the very heart of discussions on the NPT when it concluded 50 years ago and has been set out in the NPT review conference, pursuant to which member state to the NPT agreed to take other steps in order to allow non-nuclear weapon states, parties to the NPT, to be sheltered from the threat or the use of such weapons. The issue of NSAs is also on the agenda of the Conference on Disarmament, and this has been the case since it's established. The outcome document from the first extraordinary session dedicated to the 1968 disarmament had requested nuclear weapon states to pursue efforts to conclude appropriate arrangements and effective arrangements to ensure that non-nuclear weapon states wouldn't have these weapons or would not threaten or use those weapons. Furthermore, on the 26th of December 2013, there was a high-level meeting of the General Assembly on nuclear disarmament. The various resolutions stemming from that meeting have shown that this issue remains an international priority at the forefront. It is regrettable, however, that all efforts carried out in the NPT, the CD, and the General Assembly have not led to results commensurate with the expectations of non-nuclear weapon states and the legal obligations of nuclear weapon states. Therefore, the worrying discussion on nuclear deterrence continues to gain ground. Sir, my country deems it fully legitimate that non-nuclear weapon states can benefit from credible and effective benefits against the use or the threat of use of such weapons. Like many countries, Algeria continues to advocate the conclusion of a universal, legally binding instrument codifying the measures related to negative security assurances in order to strengthen the security of non-nuclear weapon states and further consolidate their non-proliferation regime as a whole. The international security conditions at the present time and the deterrence doctrine, as well as pursuing the modernization of nuclear arsenal, further bolster our belief of the need to conclude such an instrument. The Conference on Disarmament, through its mandate, is the appropriate body to address this issue as part of a programme of work which would be comprehensive and balanced. Sir, Algeria is party to the zone, non-nuclear weapons zone, pursuant to the Mandiba Treaty, believes that the safeguards set forth do not cover all regions of the world, in particular regions that are marked by major tension, such as the Middle East. In this connection, Algeria restates its commitment to the effective implementation of resolution dating back to 1995 to deal with these regions, nuclear weapons, and any other weapons of mass destruction, and welcomes the adoption of Decision 73546 of the General Assembly